In today's business world, having a great product or service, that's really just the price of admission.
It's the starting line, not the finish line.
Exactly. If you want to grow, I mean really grow, and get access to major supply chains or win government contracts, you need credentials, verifiable ones. So today we are doing a deep dive into some of that invisible infrastructure. We're talking about an identifier that is absolutely mandatory for businesses all across the country. We are talking about the Data Universal Numbering System identifier,
It's a DUNS number.
the DUNS number. So our mission is pretty
Got it.
clear. We want to unpack what this 9-digit code is and why understanding it is really the difference between getting huge opportunities and being left on the sidelines.
So the core definition is it's deceptively simple, really.
Okay.
The DUNS number is just a unique 9-digit identifier, and it's assigned exclusively to your business by Dun & Bradstreet or D&B. Think of it as, I don't know, a global passport for your company.
iPassport. I like that. So it's not like an EIN, your tax number.
No, not at all. And that's a key distinction. Your EIN is for the IRS for taxes. Your state registration number just proves you legally exist in, say, Delaware or Ohio.
Right.
The DUNS number is laser-focused on something else entirely. It's about commercial creditworthiness and identity verification. It's what lenders, suppliers, and the federal government use to instantly figure out if they can trust you.
And the scale here is just staggering. D&B's database has information on over 400 million businesses around the world.
It's massive.
So if you're a serious business, your reputation pretty much hinges on the data tied to this one number. Now, to get why it's so important, we should probably look back at its origins.
We should.
The system was developed by D&B way back in 1963, and before that, it was a bit of a mess. Businesses relied on these informal, messy
Oh,
networks.
absolutely. Personal introductions, fragmented local records. It was totally inadequate once business started scaling nationally.
How could you possibly vet a supplier three states away based on a phone call?
You couldn't, not reliably. The risk was just enormous. The DUNS system created a universal standard, a common language for tracking business identity and credit risk that worked everywhere.
Okay, so you get the number. What happens then? What does D&B actually start building?
They start building a detailed file, and it happens immediately. The profile includes your legal name, any trade names, your legal structure, phone number, when you are established.
And your industry classification, right? The NAICS code.
Yes, and that is so important.
Why is that code so critical? I hear it all the time.
Because it's the official language the government and big corporations use to know what you do. NAICS is the North American Industry Classification System. So if you're a specialized IT firm, the government uses that specific code to find you for contracts.
So if your D&B profile has the wrong code,
You're invisible. You'll miss out on opportunities that were meant for you.
that makes sense. I also saw something about the address being really important.
Yes, and this is a key legitimacy check. The profile needs a real physical business address. PO boxes are a no-go for your primary address.
Because they're verifying an actual operation, not just a mailbox.
Exactly. And that profile just keeps growing over time. It collects your payment history, public records like liens or judgments, and even your corporate family tree linking you to parent companies or subsidiaries. It's a whole picture.
Which brings us to the biggest customer in the world, the U.S. federal government.
Right.
For any American business looking to work with the government, this is not optional. The DUNS number is it's mandatory. The Federal Acquisition Regulation, or FAR, requires it.
And that's for everyone, prime contractors, subcontractors, even if you're just applying for a grant.
So why is it a mandate? What's the mechanism?
It's procedural. Without that 9-digit number, you cannot register in the system for award management.
SAM.gov.
And Gaga, that's the
Out.
government's master database for everything, contracts, grants, you name it.
And if you can't get into SAM.
Then to the federal market, you don't exist. You can't bid. You can't get paid.
Right.
It is the gatekeeper.
Okay, so beyond the government, what's the immediate benefit for just, day-to-day business?
It's about establishing trust fast. Let's say you're a startup in Ohio and you need a distributor in California. They've never heard of you.
Right.
They can pull up your DUNS profile and instantly see that you're real, where you are, and how you pay your bills. That cuts through all the uncertainty and helps you close deals quicker.
And that legitimacy is also key for getting capital. You mentioned grants like the SBIR and STTR programs.
Yes, those are huge. They offer billions in non-dilutive capital, meaning you don't give up any equity.
But they're competitive.
Very. And
Right.
they're government run, so require the DUNS number just to apply. It's that first layer of vetting. Without it, you're not even in the game.
So for everyday growth, its biggest role might be as the foundation for your business credit. Mm-hmm. Separating your personal finances from your business finances is just essential.
It's critical. And a strong DUNS profile is how you do it. Lenders, banks, anyone financing equipment, they all pull your DMB report. A good history gets you better loan terms, lower interest rates, higher credit limits.
And it also unlocks trade credit, which can be a lifesaver for cash flow.
Absolutely. Trade credit is the ability to get your supplies or inventory now on something like net 30 terms and pay for them later. That ability is entirely dependent on having a strong, verified credit profile.
So if the DUNS number is like a social security number for your business, then the Paydex score must be like its FICO score.
That is the perfect analogy. The Paydex score is where we quantify all of this behavior.
So what is it? What's the scale and what score should you be aiming for?
It's a payment performance index scaled from 1 to 100, and it just measures how fast you pay your bills. The gold standard, the number everyone wants, is an 80 or above.
80. And that means you pay on time.
On or before the due date. An 80 tells everyone your business is in excellent financial health.
Okay, so if an invoice is net 30 and I pay it in, say, 20 days, what does that do?
Ugh. Now that's the strategic secret. Paying early is how you get into the 90s and even 100. That signals exceptional liquidity. It's a huge differentiator if you're trying to become a preferred vendor for a major corporation.
And what about the lower scores?
Well, scores between 50 and 79 suggest you're paying late, maybe up to 30 days past due, which is a red flag. Anything under 50, that signals serious delays. You'll likely get rejected by most partners.
So how do you actually build that premium score? I mean, it's not just about paying your bills, is it?
No, it's about being strategic about who you pay. This is the critical nuance. You have to work with suppliers who actually report their pendant data to DMB.
Ah, so if I always pay my local printer early, but they're a small shop that doesn't report?
It does nothing for your official Paydex score. All that good behavior is invisible to the system.
But that feels like a big hurdle for a new business. Limiting your vendors to only those who report to DNB could be really restrictive.
It is a friction point, you're right. And it requires a strategic choice. For building credit, you might need to use, you know, a national office supply chain or a major equipment leasing company. People you know will report. For other things, you can use your local suppliers. You just have to know the purpose of each relationship.
Okay, let's talk about cost. I know there's some confusion here. Getting the number itself is free, right?
It is. The standard process is free, but DMB is a for-profit company.
So wait a minute. DMB gives me a number for free, they make money off the data my company generates, and then I have to pay them to see the full accurate report on myself.
That's it exactly. Viewing your own detailed credit report, getting monitoring services, using their tools to manage your profile, all of that usually requires a paid subscription. They're the gatekeeper. And you pay for access.
So if a business owner listening today realizes they need this number for a contract next month, what do they do?
The standard application is on the DNB website. It's free, and it can take up to 30 days. You just need your legal name and that physical address we talked about. No PO boxes.
But what if you don't have 30 days?
Then you pay. DNB offers expedited services that can get you the number in just a few business days, but that definitely comes with a fee.
And once you have it, there are pitfalls to avoid.
Oh, yes. The first one is a big one. Duplicate DUNS numbers. It happens more than you'd think. A business moves or changes its name slightly, and a new number gets created.
And what's the problem with that?
It splits your credit history. I saw one case where a company's excellent 3-year payment history was split between two numbers. An automated system saw two weak profiles instead of one strong one and flagged them as high risk.
So they lost out on a contract because of a clerical error.
They did. You have to contact DMB to get them consolidated, and it takes time.
The second pitfall seems to be this set it and forget it mentality.
Exactly. Passive management. Your profile is always changing. New public records, new trade data. If you move or change your phone number, you have to tell DMB. Outdated info can get your SAM registration suspended, which stops all your government work dead in its tracks.
So you need to review it, what, quarterly?
At least. The third pitfall goes back to what we just discussed. Missing references. You're paying everyone on time, but your key suppliers don't report, so your score doesn't grow. You have to be strategic about vendor selection.
So when you pull it all together, a strong, well-managed DUNS profile is a huge competitive advantage. It signals you're reliable, you're mature, and it just helps you build trust faster with partners.
It's more than just a compliance checkbox. It's a strategic asset. The businesses that really get it right, they treat their D&B profile like an investment that opens doors to new opportunities.
And that brings us to our final thought for today. The entire business information industry is changing fast. We're seeing advanced analytics, AI, and machine learning being used to analyze all this data to predict risk. So here's the question for you to think about. As more and more of these systems become automated, evaluating your business with predictive models, how much more important will the standardized data anchored to your DUNS number become for your company's future?
Something to consider.
Think about that. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll talk to you next time.